Hello, Riverside. It's nice to finally meet you all. To state the obvious, this is more than a little unusual for the introduction of a new pastor to a congregation. Gretchen and I do look forward to meeting all of you in real life in the coming weeks. In the meantime, I'm going to be hosting several what we're calling virtual potlucks on Zoom, so watch for invitation emails to those events in the coming days. Today I want to spend a little time reflecting on Psalm 91, which Megan read for us already. The first time I heard this psalm, it was when I was a boy of 9 or 10 years old. I had been having a series of nightmares, and my mom read it to me. I was always comforted at that time by the image of being under his wing and the idea that there was nothing to fear from the terror of the night. Now, in the midst of this season, I still find comfort in the protection and promise that this psalm offers. As I reflected on it in light of where we find ourselves today, I found two different phrases that struck me. The first is from early in the text. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. The first thing that strikes me is that God's protection is for anyone who looks for it. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High. This means that there are no qualifications or prerequisites for experiencing God's provision and protection in a time of trouble. All it takes is simply turning and looking and seeking God, and that protection is there. All one has to do to receive it is to look for it. These are stressful days that we are experiencing. There are layers of big questions laid right on top of all the questions and worries of everyday life. Big questions and uncertainty about the economy, concern for our families and friends, and the list goes on and on. All of this is laid on top of whatever cares and concerns you were carrying before this uninvited guest arrived. One of the things I love about the scriptures is that its heroes, if we pay attention, are so human. The Psalms are a great example of this. So many of them are what I would call rehearsals of faith. They are invitations to remind ourselves and sometimes to remind God of his promises to his people. A great example of this is right here at the beginning of Psalm 91. The psalmist says, I will say of the Lord. Notice the tense of that sentence. I will say of the Lord. Not I have said, or it's not the idea that he has done it already. It's that he's reminding himself that he believes that God is his refuge and fortress, his God in whom he will trust. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. So the psalmist, in other words, is in the midst of whatever danger he is facing, is reminding himself to seek God's refuge and protection. And so it is with us in the midst of this season where so many uncertainties surround us. Perhaps they're on top of the concerns that we already spoke of, concerns of everyday life. Perhaps for you, life was going great until this uninvited guest arrived, and now it's filled with anxiety and uncertainty. Perhaps this is on top of what was already a time or a season of stress or loss or anxiety. Either way, it's a great opportunity for us to be reminded and to remind ourselves to say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Oftentimes we heighten our own anxiety and worry by adding judgment on top of it. In other words, we look at ourselves and we think, well, we should have faith. We should already experience this peace and provision, this idea that this beautiful image that we see in the psalm of resting in God's protection and knowing that no harm ultimately will touch us. And yet we find ourselves in the midst of life experiencing anxiety and fear and worry, and we can't let go of it. And so then we heap on top of all of those feelings, we heap judgment on ourselves, thinking that we should be so much better than we actually are. And yet here in the Psalms, we have a great picture, if we'll look for it, of the psalmist reminding himself to say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord. It's future tense. Reminding himself that even in the midst of that trouble, that God is there. If he simply will turn and look, he's reminded that God's presence is with him always. If we look at the psalm and we see all of these promises, and just listen again to some of these images that the psalmist gives to us. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. I never thought in my lifetime that that phrase would strike so profoundly as it does in the midst of this epidemic. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. So much of our modern lives is the illusion of control. And it's interesting that as we read this psalm, this idea of pestilence comes to us in a new way now that we probably never would have expected. We never would have thought that in this day of modern medicine and healthcare and all those things, that this is something that would face us. And yet here we are. And it strips away that illusion that we can protect ourselves from everything that comes at us. What a great opportunity and time for us to be reminded to say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. And so instead of piling on to that anxiety and fear, the judgment of how we should be this or that or the other thing, it's a great opportunity for us to simply be open-handed and receive through faith God's comfort in these uncertain times. So instead of saying that we shouldn't be feeling this or shouldn't be feeling that, perhaps what gives us power in these times and this new recognition or new reminder of not being in control is to simply name the things that we're afraid of. I think it's very simple to do. We're afraid for our families. We're afraid for our children. We're afraid for our economy. We're afraid for all kinds of things that 2 weeks ago maybe we weren't afraid for at all. And so we find ourselves in this place of fear where there are new things that are facing us that we've never faced before. The good news is, I think, twofold. One is that we are all in this together. What a great opportunity, even though we are the church dispersed at this point, for us to support one another, to reach out to one another through all the wonderful means of communication that we have now, to check in, to see how we're doing, but also to remind ourselves to say of the Lord, he is our refuge and our fortress, our God in whom we trust. One of my favorite characters in fiction is a character named Owen Meany. One of my favorite lines in the novel that he is the main character in is he says to his friend, faith takes practice. This, friends, is a great opportunity for us to be able to practice our faith. Maybe even just so simply as reminding ourselves to say, I will say of the Lord. He is. Just that simple step of practice helps us to take the next step in faith, to trust that God will be there and provide and protect for us and for and for those that we love and for our community and for our world. So friends, in this time of deep uncertainty, practice your faith by reminding yourself that you dwell under the wings of God. Amen.